This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 322 for Friday, March 22nd. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE futures canola market retreated on Friday, pressured by weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all lower. Crude oil prices also had modest declines. The Canadian Grain Commission reported only 101,100 tons of canola exports during the weekend in March 17th, less than half from the previous week. Cumulative exports for the 2023-24 marketing year totaled 3.786 million tons, down 33.5% from last year. The Canadian dollar was down more than 0.4 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close, limiting canola's losses. The May canola contract was down $8.40 per ton at $634.50. In the U.S., wheat was higher and corn was slightly lower, but soybeans fell sharply. Growers in the U.S. Southeast and Delta regions are running behind schedule when it comes to corn planting, according to one report, and wet weather in those regions are likely to delay planting even more. Meanwhile, in Iowa, water restrictions have been put in place, as 23% of the state's corn acres are currently under drought. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange cut its Argentine corn production forecast by 2.5 million tons at 54 million due to damage from heat and spiroplasma bacteria. Argentina's corn harvest was also reported to be 3.7% complete as of March 21st. The May corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.39. Despite heavy rains in some growing areas, the BAGE left its Argentine soybean production estimate unchanged at 52.5 million tons. Meanwhile, the Brazilian harvest should be 70% complete by this week. In Iowa, 19% of the state's soybean growing areas are under drought. The May soybean contract was down 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.93. The CGC reported Canadian wheat exports at 515,100 tons last week, its largest amount in 3 weeks and the eighth largest weekly total this year. Cumulative exports sit at 13.521 million tons, up 5.6% from the previous year. The European Union has proposed imposing tariffs on Russian and Belarusian imports. The tariffs would be 95 euros per ton for grains and 50% for oilseeds in order to prevent a flood of cheaper imports and to satisfy demands from EU farmers. France Agrimaire said 66% of the French soft wheat crop is rated good to excellent, down from 94% last year. Ukraine said 214,500 hectares of spring crops, including wheat, have been planted so far, with expected area to be down 9% from last year. Sovacon raised its 2024-25 Russian wheat production forecast by 400,000 tons at 94 million. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.55. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.91. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.62. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, March 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.